SEPA and the Thomas Bay Power Authority, or TBPA, are topics that have divided the Assembly in the past. At the last Assembly meeting, Assemblymember James Stowe requested to add an amendment to the agenda. It was to call for the removal of Brian Ashton, Wrangell's voting member on the SEPA board. When the discussion finally rolled around to that item, Stowe made a separate motion. The motion directed Ashton to ask the SEPA board to pay for the operation and maintenance, or O&M costs, of TBPA. That includes the secretary's wage and accounting fees. The motion continued that if the board did not approve these, quote, legitimate expenses, the borough manager should deduct the costs from the monthly power purchases from SEPA. Basically, if SEPA doesn't pay, Wrangell pays the other amounts it owes SEPA, minus the TBPA O&M costs. Initially, Mayor David Jacks said he didn't think it appropriate to put this motion on the table.
I would feel more comfortable if this was put on the agenda for the next meeting. Since it was a public notice, as this, is somewhat removed from the original agenda item. It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with that item, so I don't believe it would be proper to put it forward at this time.
I'd like to remind the mayor that...
You can sure have it on the next agenda.
I'd like to also remind you that that's why we have that agenda item on there, amendments to the agenda, and we can take up things like this when they are brought forward. It is our privilege to do so. So I just want to remind you that we do have that privilege. We don't exercise it very often, but, you know, if we don't exercise it, we don't use it.
Stowe said this topic has been before the public a number of times, and he said it's time to act rather than just discuss. Borough Clerk Kim Lane, supported by member of the public, Christy Jameson, read the official rules on how the meeting should be conducted. An assembly member like Stowe could introduce a topic, but Mayor Jack retains the right to keep it on the table or move it to a later date. The motion was allowed to go forward. It failed with a vote of 4-2. Assembly members Stowe and Wilma Stokes were the two dissenting votes. Ernie Christian was excused from the vote because of a conflict of interest. His wife, Rhonda Christian, is the TBPA secretary. While new assembly member Julie Decker was a no vote, she asked that the item be discussed further in the next meeting.
I think at this time I'm going to be voting no on this, but I don't think it's a wrong idea to pursue necessarily, but I think the issue of it coming up tonight all of a sudden and the fact that we do have some time, I would like us to further consider this, and that's why I'd be voting no. Maybe it's because I'm so new to the group, but I am, but I also, you know, I've known that this has been going on for a while, and from what I witnessed today at the workshop, I felt like there was some thawing of the ice between the groups, and so I'd like that to kind of continue. And I think there's a way to kind of massage things a bit, maybe.
I think the thawing of the ice, according to seeing between the council member and the Petersburg mayor, that the council's not going to change their opinion on theirs, what I was told. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're stuck with paying the bill. We've been paying the bill, and that's why my concern is to bring it forward now, give it to SEPA, let them deal with it, see what they're going to do with it. And then if they say no, then it's back to, like Warren said, then we need to get legal advice, do it that way.
Stowe reiterated the point hashed out at the September 10th special meeting between the Wrangell and Petersburg Borough Assemblies. It's that Wrangell has been the only community footing the bill since Petersburg's Assembly voted to stop paying its share of the O&M costs earlier this year. SEPA board member Ashton said he would support the city's request for him to ask SEPA about the costs, but said a more formal approach might be better.
Just a quick question. I don't have a problem bringing that officially to them, but would it be more appropriate for the city to write a letter to SEPA And certainly, I'm aware of what your wishes are, and I certainly will support it if you decide to move on that. But if you do move on it, would it be more appropriate to simply write a letter to SEPA?
That letter is the topic of discussion at this assembly meeting. In the agenda packet, the supporting documents include three letters. The Four Dam Pool Power Agency was the precursor to SEPA. SEPA Executive Assistant Sharon Thompson wrote in an email to Borough Clerk Kim Lane that, according to the 2005 Four Dam Pool Policies and Procedures Handbook, quote, administrative, clerical, and supervisory costs relating to the normal utility operations of the project that are not the result of the addition of the project to the operator's system are not permitted as a project expense. Basically, SEPA doesn't have to pay the O&M costs for TBPA. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson wrote a letter to John Jensen, who's the president of TBPA. He outlined various steps SEPA is willing to take to basically absorb TBPA. If the communities and agencies agree, SEPA would take over operations and employees at the Taiyi Hydroelectric Facility. Michael Nichols, general manager of TBPA, wrote in a memo to the Wrangell Assembly that there are several directions the community could take with regard to TBPA. But he says he thinks the only viable option that would keep TBPA in existence and maintain community oversight would be for Wrangell to continue paying the entire O&M cost. This is all under item 13B at this evening's assembly meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.